All right, welcome everyone. We're going to do a different pranayama today. So this one looks like this. Breathe in for 6 counts into the belly, like this. You're going to put your hands on your knees, and you're going to go forward and move your head up like this as you breathe in, and hold there for 3 counts. And then breathe out slowly and go back, like this. Sit until your spine is straight. And then do it again. 6 counts in. Hold for 3. 6 counts out. And keep going. See if you can slow the breath down a little bit. Finish up. And let's just sit for a little bit. Okay, we're going to do another preliminary to our meditation. So, you can just answer silently to yourself, and the only answers are yes or no. So we're just going to go through some emotions and see if we can release them. So just bring up whatever now emotion that you're feeling. Just whatever is lurking beneath the surface, just let it come up. And let yourself feel it. Be known to you. And then see if you can decide to let it go. If you could. So could you decide to let it go? Just answer silently to yourself. You can say yes or no, either or is fine. And then, would you let it go, knowing that it's a possibility? Would you rather keep this emotion, or would you rather be free of it? And whether you say yes or no to that question, when would you let it go? Would you do it now, or would you do it sometime in the future? It's up to you. It's no forcing, it's just releasing if you decide to release. That's all, that's it. So see if there's anything left of that emotion. And just let it come up if there is. And if it changes to something else, let that come up also. Just whatever is your now feeling. Would you, or could you, decide to let that go? And if you could, then would you decide to let it go? If you had that choice. And when would you do that? And see if there's another emotion there, just beneath the surface of your consciousness. Or if there's a little bit left of the previous one. Whatever's there, just let it come up. Could you let that go? Could you release it? Would you release it? Good. And when would you do that? And see if there's another emotion there, or if there's something left from the previous emotion. Whatever's there, just welcome it up. And just let yourself feel it. Just let it be there. Don't need to force it to do anything, just let it be. And then decide if you could let it go. And would you let it go? And if you would, then when? Now see how you feel. Check in with your body. And you can continue releasing, or you can just stay with the body and the breath. And make sure your energy is contained. And just feel the body and the breath in your belly. And release any tension. And release more while you maintain awareness of the body. And release more, a little bit more. And see if you can let go a little bit more. See if you can just stay in this constant state of release. where there's no effort. It's just letting go. And if you have a thought or distracting sound or sensation, just become aware of it and then go back to the body and the breath. In your state of release, Now see if you can open your heart a little bit. While you're in this state of release, you can dedicate your practice to someone else, or something else, or to all beings. Or you can just open your heart without any other intention. Just as far as it wants to go. Stay in your state of release as much as you can. let's give it another minute. And slowly wiggle your fingers and toes. And slowly open your eyes and come back into the room.
I'm gonna dismantle this stuff.
Sorry?
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna dismantle that stone.
Why does it tick?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good question. I've never had a stove like that that did that. It's weird, right?
Yes.
Maybe there's a ghost in the machine.
I know it's good to like try to overcome that and actually use that as a master and blah 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 blah, but come on, it's annoying. It's really annoying.
Wow.
Alright. I think that Fons of being slightly deaf had such less problems.
Yeah.
I heard it for sure.
Yeah, good point.
If I hear Baba, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it feels like I can ignore it, but then suddenly not at all.
Yeah. Good practice. Okay. So, I had this idea that we could just not do a separate class for the Sedona method, but just I could just work it in to this class,
yeah,
little by little.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about that? Yeah,
seems viable.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a lot of material to cover anyway, and I've never officially presented it. So it might just be better to just do a little bit each class. The other thing I noticed about it is that it's if you do it as a preliminary to your practice, then it might be easier to go deeper faster, because when you release an emotion, a lot of the thoughts will go with it. I never believed that was true. And then one day I just realized, like, oh, I don't have any thoughts after I just released all these emotions. It's like, my mind is totally, like, still. So it's been my experience anyway. And maybe it will be yours. Does anybody have any observations about doing that now? Last 30 minutes?
We're gonna do it at the same time, or one by one?
I'm talking about what we just did.
Oh, like the meditation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did anybody notice anything?
It's fun to let go of a lot of ego layers.
Yeah.
Especially.
Mm-hmm. Did it change your...
Slowly nibbling off a bit by bit. Yeah.
Did it change your ability to focus at all?
No. It was more that I... more like I was a little bit of a fight, you know, letting go your probably ego self, but then willing to give in the bad part of it and keeping the good part. So some, yeah.
Okay.
Felt good, so.
Okay.
Still like to cling on to my earthly self.
Sure, sure. Understandable. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. So I wanted to follow up about last talk we had about emptiness and Dunchi's labels. Everybody know what Maya is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew that already.
Yeah, should it?
I did. Yeah.
You guys are familiar with the term Maya,
yes.
Right? Okay, right.
No, we not. Not anyway, I think.
Huh?
I'm not.
You're not? No. Okay. Maya means illusion.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What I thought. Okay.
So Maya is consciousness making form.
Okay.
Right? You could also say the matrix. Is
mm-hmm.
Maya. However, the matrix is a kind of a loaded term. But so then, is everyone familiar with samsara?
Yeah.
The cycle of suffering. Samsara is a Buddhist term. Might even be a
I don't know the movie.
Vedanta term.
Well,
sorry?
I also know,
I
the,
know
movie.
The movie. Yeah.
There's a movie.
Sorry?
There's a movie also called Samsara.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I think I saw that. Okay, so... So, when does Maya become Samsara? Anybody have any idea? When does the illusion turn into the delusion for us? And how is that significant for us? So, and you can also think about this in terms of labels, dunchis, right? When is it a problem to label? When does that become a problem for us? How do we suffer by that? Why is that significant? Why do we talk about emptiness and how we label things? What's the purpose of that?
Probably when it blocks us on certain levels.
Hmm?
Start blocking us on certain levels, annoying.
Blocking levels of reality?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Or maybe feeling, comfort.
Feeling,
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
From the point you attach a concept to something that exists, you are reducing its essence because it's only your
awareness or
absorption of that reality. And that. Yeah.
How does that cause us suffering now?
Getting stuck in that and doing with too many things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's necessarily bad to do it. I think we need to do it
mm-hmm.
in society and in our lives. But when we do it too much, it can become that feeling of emptiness, of the this no magic, because you don't allow that thing to manifest its true self, just reduced to what you want to absorb about it, not what it is.
Right, not what it is, right.
And that is...
So you're not really living, you're not really living then.
Yeah.
You're not really,
yeah.
It's not really life, you're just, you're living conceptually. or you're not even living, you're just being conceptual.
You're putting a filter.
Right.
In the essence of
life. That distortion.
Yeah.
Everything has a distortion in it, right? Yeah, so that's a good point.
I must also think about the moment of waking up, that you never know where you came from or what's real, where I came from or where I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that's also to do with this.
I could, yeah. That's a probably a whole conversation to have about going from the dream reality to the waking reality.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would apply. Because that's when you start to put the filter on, right? When you wake up, suddenly you're like, there's no filter because you're just, it's like you're born, like you're being born, and then suddenly the filters start appearing and the mind starts right?
Yeah, or totally the other way around.
Right, right.
No, it's just...
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. Uh-huh. So what the traditions of Buddhism normally say about this is that